Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
The media uses the word compassion as a synonym for government spending to help the needy and homeless. And while no rational person would argue against the involvement of government in helping the homeless and the poor, the idea of compassion as being a government program is a far cry from the biblical concept of the word. The term compassion, found some 41 times in 39 verses of Scripture, always includes personal involvement. I came to grips with this issue of personal involvement several years ago when I was in a traffic jam in Manila. As often happens, a little child guiding a blind beggar rapped on the window asking for money. With a full understanding of the possibility that the need wasn't really valid, I still reached for my wallet to give the person some money. Now, I've always felt that it's better to perhaps give to someone whose plea is not valid than to really turn away someone who was really hungry. In the back seat was Kim Wicks, a Korean-American singer who had been blinded from the blast of a bomb that burst too close to her as she stood watching the exploding bombs as a little child in her native Korea. "What's going on?" asked Kim. I explained that a beggar was asking for money. She immediately said, "Wait a minute." She reached into her purse, taking out a rather large sum of money. "Here, give this to the beggar," she said, thrusting the money into my hands. As the traffic began to inch forward, Kim said, "I know what it is to have to beg for food," explaining that if people had not given her food in response to her begging as a blind child, she would have starved to death. As we drove on, I felt convicted. I had concern. She had compassion. There are some things, however, that I can never live long enough to experience. I can't always know the depths of the pain that you experience. I have not felt your loneliness or the anguish that you have because you have been a victim in life. Yet this doesn't stop me from reaching out to you, and as I do so, I begin to experience, at least in a small way, a taste of what you are facing and where you are. The biggest problem today is that we often just don't care. We're perfectly content to let the government do it or let an agency do it, or we say, "This isn't my problem." Jesus had compassion on the multitudes of people who came to hear him, individuals who were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. But we say, "I'm not Jesus." Yet Peter concluded the letter, which we know as 1 Peter, saying, "Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble." Taking those words to heart, I recognize my personal responsibility to be involved with a person who hurts. Okay, you may be thinking, there are a lot of hurting, helpless people out there. Now, I can't help them all. I freely concede the point. If, however, one hurting person at a time crossed your path, the woman in your office whose husband walked out on her, the neighbor down the street who's out of work, the brother in your church whose wife just died. If just one person reached out to you in need, could you stop long enough to hear what he or she is saying, to feel what he or she feels, and to be there at least in a small way in the time of need, doing what you can? That is where compassion begins, and that is what compassion is all about, reaching out to the person who hurts.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.